Weiter in Shas, Mirim Bava Kamed of Ayin Tes, bring it up on Ayin Tes by the middle of the piece, by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Halig, a Halig, a Mishnah. Gun of Rishus Abayel, Mitavach Amacha Chutzim Rishusim. Let's say I go in and I steal an animal in the Rishus of the owner, and I shecht it or I sell it outside of his Rishus. Osha Gun of Chutzim Rishusim, Mitavach Amacha Rishusim, or if I steal it outside of his Rishus and I sell it or if I shecht it inside his Rishus. Osha Gun of Mitavach Amacha Chutzim Rishusim, or all this happens, I steal and shecht or sold this outside of his Rishus. Misham Tashumi Abba Vachemisha. In such a case, you would pay the 4 or 5. Aval, let's say I go and I steal it, I shecht it or sell it inside his rishus potter, then it's going to be potter. It's totally off the hook. I mean, from the dal and hay at least. Now, let's say haya moshcho v'yotzo umeis rishus habaylim. Rashi says haya ganiv moshcho. I am the ganiv. I go and I pull it. Adu meshicha v'yotze potter miklum. Then what happens is I find the animal that's in his rishus. I go ahead and I pull it out. And it dies, but it's still in the Rishos, then I'm going to be putter, it's still in the Rishos. You be able to pick it up, right? So even if it's still in the Rishos, then we got ourselves, I'm going to take it out of it. And then it dies. Chayev, then I will be Chayev. Nosno, livacharos bino. Let's say I go and I give it to a Kohen to redeem my firstborn, Pidyon HaBen. Ola Bal Chover, to give it to somebody that I owe money. I'm a Ganav, and I go ahead, and before any of this happened, I owe somebody money, and I give it to him for that payment. L'shomachinam, I give it to l'shomachinam. L'shoah, to a borrower, and l'nosi socher, to someone who gets paid for it. L'socher, someone who rents, meaning I go ahead and I say, let's say, watch this animal as a shomer, as a shomachinam, or shomer socher, or let's say, someone who borrows it, someone who rents it, and to take it. And Vahaya Moshcho Mesa Birshus Abayim, and he goes and ends up taking it. He pulls it out while it's still in his Rishus, and it dies while still in the Rishus. Potter is going to be Potter. Higbio, but if he lifted it up, he did Hagbon, and he lifted it up, even with still in his Rishus. Also, Tzia Mishus Abayim, or he took it out of the Mishus Abayim, and Mesa, and it goes and it dies. Chayev is going to be Chayev. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemara. Bo Yameimar, Tiknu Mashicha B'shomim, Olo. Did the Chacham actually say that you can Mashicha is going to work when it comes to the idea of a shomer or not? Meaning, says Rashi, Shalo Yischayev shomer v'shemir ad sheyimshach. Is it only going to become chayev once he does Mashicha or even once he takes it upon himself? Amar Rav Yemer, Tosh Shema, take a look from our Mishnah. Nasa lebechoros beno, lebachova, leshom echinam, leshol, nasa sacha, lesocher, hari moshcho v'yotze umeis, v'shus abayelam, and he's pulling it out. From the Rishus that dies is still in the Rishus, Potter is going to be Potter. My love, Shomer. Are we talking about the fact that I told the Shomer to do this and therefore he's in the middle of doing it and that's what's going to happen over there where it's going to be Chayev? Ushma Mino, Tiknu Meshicha B'Shomer, that we say that only because he pulled it that something happened, if not, it wouldn't have happened. Amalei says, Lo, Ganav. This Mishnah is talking about where the owner gave it to one of the people that's in that Mishnah and the Ganav goes and steals it by going and pulling out the Rishus if we have no Rai over there. Ay, Hatana Le'Reisha. But we already said that in the Reisha, that the Ganav is going to be Chayev only when he takes it out of his Rishus. That was the first part of the Mishnah. Why would you have to double it up? Tana Ganav Sheganav Mibes Abaylim, Vitana Ganav Sheganav Mibes Shomer. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Ganav who steals it from the house of the owner. The second one is someone who steals it from the house of the Shomer. So that's why you have to have both of them. So you don't have a Raya. Says Gamar Amalei, Avashi, not a Raya. No, no good. Lo titche. Don't knock off a Raya over here. Mali ganav sheganav mibeis Shomer. Mali ganav sheganav mibeis Bailim. Like, why should there be any difference between the two? Elalav Shomer. Rather, what's the Mishnah talking about? It's talking about a Shomer who pulls it out because the Ganav told him to. Shema mina, tiknu Meshicha b'Shomer. They were mitakin Meshicha by Shomer. Shema mina. So therefore, we didn't have to double it up over there. We would know that, and therefore, it must be that they are attacking by it there. It's my name. We also have it said straight up. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Keder shetikla meshicha v'lekuchos. Just like there was set up, it was instituted that meshicha pulling works through the idea of when you go lekuchos, when people buy things. Therefore, kachtik meshicha v'shomer. They also put it when it comes to the idea of a shomer. Tanya namiachi. Bryce says supports us. Keder shetikla meshicha v'lekuchos. Kachtik meshicha v'shomer. Ukeshem shakarka niknas bekesef b'shtayim chazakan. Just like land is acquired through kesef, money, kishmani, or shtar, or chazaka, kach schirus nicknames bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. So to renting is also going to work through kesef, shtar, and chazaka. In fact, the Gemara is schirus damai. Renting what? What are you talking about? Ilema, beep, turn the page. Ayin, testament base. Schirus damitaltalin. If you're talking about renting metaltalin, then metaltele bnei shtarin inu. Is that true? Are metaltelin, do they work through shtar? Of course not. I'm talking about renting karka land. When do we see that you have to pay kefel 4 or 5, 2, 4 or 5? That's talking about somebody who's a ganav, but not a gazlin. Somebody doesn't know the way that everybody sees it. Amar belaza ra'u shehitamim b'chorshin. Let's say somebody sees, they see that a guy is hiding in the forest and he wants to go steal these animals out of there. And then he goes and he shechs or he sells one of them. He pays 4 or 5. In fact, the Gemara, amai, halamoshach, he didn't do any mashiach over here. Nothing happened. All he did is walk over and he shechted it or he sold it. But he didn't actually go and take it. Amar Rav Chista, sheikisha b'makos. Talking about where he's hitting it with a stick and guiding it to go in a particular direction. That's like it's mashicha. Ami v'kevin d'ru, but hold on a second. Since they saw him, gazlin, this guy's a gazlin. It's not a ganav, it's gazlin. He shouldn't have to pay this 4 or 5. He says, Gemara, kevin d'kam mitamre minayo. Since he's hiding from them, ganav, he's considered like a ganav. When you go and you pull that move, where you're being sneaky and sly and wily and hiding, it's called a ganav. V'el a gazlin echidami, what would be the case of a gazlin? What would categorize something as a gazlin then? Amar avo, kigon b'nayo b'nyo yada. That he robbed, it says, and he robbed the spear from the hand of the Egyptian and slew him with his own spear. That's pretty hot over there, right? This is someone who's not scared at all, and he goes head on to go take somebody and straight up, like Binyana did when he stole it from the Egyptian. And if you're also, this guy was not scared to be seen by the owner. He didn't want to be noticed by him. So therefore, it's considered like a ganav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kigon bali shchem, like the people that live in Shchem. Shenemar vayasimu bali shchem me'arvim al rosh yaharim. It says that, and those that lived in Shchem set up ambushes against them on the mountaintops. Vayigzalu es kol asher yavar aleim b'derech, and they stole anyone who would come by them on the road. Meaning they would come right up to them, they would steal them, and they would walk away with it. And they weren't scared. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Avo, my time alone may high. Why didn't Rav Avo answer from that? When Rav Yo said, Ben Yo Yada, why didn't he say like the second answer? And for the Gemara, you say back, Kevin Dimitamre Itamure Logazlaninu. Since these ones were hiding and they were ambushing, they're not considered like robbers. Rabbi Yochanan, what about Rabbi Yochanan? What does he say back? Who says the other second answer? The only reason why they're hiding there, not because they were scared and they were whatever, but so that people shouldn't see them and run away. That's the reason they hide. Therefore, they're considered like Gazlanim. Gazlanim, Gazlanim. Shalu Tamidov is Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. The game, and they ask the following question. Why is it more of a stringency of a ganav over a gazlan? Why does a ganav have to pay more than a gazlan does? Only these things come by the gazlan, not the ganav. By the ganav, not the gazlan. Because the ganav, he considered the honor of the servant the same of the master. But this one, he didn't do such a thing. I'm not sure if I said that right. I didn't get my brain collect. I'm just going to repeat that. The one who was a gazlan, the gazlan, he said, okay, Hashem, people, they're the same. But when it comes to the ganav, he said he was more worried about people than he was Hashem. What do you make it seem to be? That the eye of the one below, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Lashon Sagi Nahar, the one below, isn't able to see. Va'ozen shamatik, like Hashem can't see or can't hear. Shenemar, hoya ma'amikim, the pasuk in Isaiah, this is talking about, Rashi says that kemod lahaster yoetz v'mistarim lignov lahara, as we're going to see right now. That hoya ma'amikim Hashem lahaster eitzav hoya b'machshoch v'maseim. Woe to those who hide in the depth to conceal counsel from Hashem. Their deeds are done in darkness. And they're saying, who sees us? Who knows about us? Uksiv, and also says, v'yomu lo yiraka, and they say Hashem's not going to see, and Hashem's not, the God of Hashem of Yaakov is not going to understand. Luksev also says in Yechezkel, Ki Amu Ozav Hashem is Haaretz Ve'en Hashem Ra. Hashem left the land; he can't see. Amar, we got to give him on the scene. Okay. Amar, Rabbi Meir, Mashlu Mashal Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. They show the difference between a God of a Gazam through a Mashal of Rabbi Gamliel. There are two people that were in a city and they made a part. They made a party, a suda. One invited the people of the town, but didn't invite the king's children. They didn't invite either one of them. He didn't invite anyone, the second guy. Which one is going to get a greater punishment? The one who did one and the other. This is a similar concept here. The Ganav versus the Gazan. One is scared of one and the other one isn't. Now, Amar Rabbi Meir, Bore'e kama gadol koach shemalacha. Come and see how intense it is, the power of malacha of working. Shor shebitl mimalachto, the one that goes and steals the sheep and shechs the sheep, and he's mevatel its work, an ox, he stops him from working, and chamishi is to be five. Sesh lo bitl mimalachto, but when it comes to a sheep, that we know is only arba. So another reason why, this is finally we're explaining the reason why it is you pay five for the shor and four for the seh. So it's because you're stopping for working when you're not. Then the Gemara says another answer, and that is Amar Biyochem Mitzakeh. But we come a good covered abrios. Look at the covered abrios that's happening over here. Shor shahalach beraglav, because the shor, when you go and you steal it, you just walk it out. You walk it with its own feet. He takes it and he leads it out. Right? So he's not embarrassing himself. Chamish, you have to pay five. Sasher, kivak seifa, but he embarrasses him with the set because he picks up and puts it on his shoulder. Therefore, the Torah has mercy on him, and Arba, he would only pay four and such again. Rashi says, Aganavak seifa, veluzal salas atzmo, bolafika, chikol, kodesh brocha, lobet hashun. He was makel on him when it comes to the idea of having to make a payment. Zok, the next Halakha Mishnah. Ein megadlim behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise small animals, domesticated animals, behemas, was the chaya, meaning sheep and goats, in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, "Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, Shemavir as Hasadas v'chol Hasadas Eretz Yisrael, Stam and the Yisrael." What happens is they go and they start eating of all the different fields, and Stam land there is going to be of Jews, and therefore it's going to be a problem of a Megadlim b'Suria. But you are allowed to go and raise him in Suria. Rashi explains it. What's going on over there? It's like Aram Tsova, right? Because David HaMelech, he conquered it, and we're talking about that. David to Kivshav a Kosovar the low Shme Kivosh. Vavik Chutzarts considered Chutzarts. But Chutzarts Mote Legado the low Cheshinon liYishov veIm Yafsidu Sadas Achirim Yishmalenu. We're not worried that about people living over there, and it didn't ask they're doing it. And when let's say it would go to another field, so the owner went ahead and he paid for that when it happened. Uba Midbaro Shel Eretz Yisrael. But let's say in the Midbar there's no fields over there. Eim Megadlim Tarnagolim Yishov. Aval Megadlin Bisuria Uba Midbar Shall to sell and a midbar very to sell because there's no things we're worried he's gonna eat. Amagam Tanagol Mishlaim bring chickens, because of kachim. The problem is that people would eat kachim, even non-Kohanim could eat certain kachim kalim, you could eat shlamim, you could have a toda, and we're worried that these chickens are gonna go to the places where the shratzim dead and the chicken in the garbage piles and they'll come back and they're gonna mitame it. And therefore it's also to do it, the ones that are gonna be these chickens are going to do it. V'lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael. So this is ein megadlin tarnagolim b'Yushalayim in Yushalayim. Mipnei kachim because of kachim that's eaten over there. V'lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael and kohanim in any area of Eretz Yisrael. Mipnei tairus because of tairus, meaning trumos, maizos, things like that, they can become tamei. Rashi says shekohanim ochel truma hein tzrichim lizoyer b'taira b'arasa. You have to be careful with its taira. Ein megadlin chazirin b'chol makrim. You're not allowed to raise up and race. Pigs. And that's anywhere. Time of Farshas Gemara. The Gemara will explain the reasoning for that. We're going to say that. Pay bays, I'm a bays, says Rashi. Lo yigadol adam et hakelav, the Masechta Shas. A person is not allowed to go and raise a dog. Rashi says, you know why? What the problem is? Because of the fact that it bites and it barks and it's going to scare a woman to a point where they could have a miscarriage. Unless it's chained up. If you go and you chain it up, then you're going to be less fearful in such a case. Now, ein parsin nishovim leyonim. You're not allowed to spread out nets in order to catch. Rashi says, pachim shalo yilkadu ben yone b'nei yishuv. And that is wild doves. Ellen Imkain, Hayrochuk Mini Yeshuv Shalshim Ris, unless it's 30 ris from a place where people live. We're scared that if it's within this 30 ris area, it's gonna catch doves that are owned by other people. That's a very far amount of space over there. Rashi says, Arba Milin, it is 4 mil. 4 mil. Tanu Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara. Emagad l'mehim adak ha-Beretz Yisrael. You can't raise the behim adak ha-Beretz Yisrael. Magdilin b'chorshin she-Beretz Yisrael. But you can raise them in the chorshin, which is the Rashi's Ya'aros. That is the new forest in Eretz Yisrael. B'Suria afil b'Yishuv. You can't do it in Syria, even in the Rishuv, even where people are living. Vein tzarech lomer chutz la'aretz. And you don't have to say, I'm sorry, B'Suria afil b'Yishuv. Oh, in Syria, you can do it even in Yeshiva, people are living. Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and you don't have to say that you could do it in Chutz La'aretz. You're allowed to do it in Chutz La'aretz for sure. Tanya Yidachan of the Baisa says, Zemegadlam Hemedaka Be'er Tisol, you can't do it in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Megadlin Bamidbar Shavid, you can do it in the Judean deserts. Bamidbar Shavid, Sfar Akko, and in the Midbar. That's in the Sfar Akko, which is the areas of Akko, the border of Akko. V'afal pi she'amru ein megadlin behemadaka, can't do it there to sell, v'megadlin behemagasa. You're allowed to do it behemagasa. This is the big animal. So those are the ones that you use in order to go and to plow things. Rashi tzricha b'yishuv l'masoy l'charisha, to carry things into do charisha. L'vishe ein goes in gezera l'tzibur, we're not going to go to gezera on the tzibur, they can't handle it. Elam became over with tzibur, yachol namarba. Unless majority of the tzibur is able to stand up with that gezera. Behemadaka, you can go and bring in behemadaka from chutzaritz if you really need, but behemagasi yef shalahav yimichutzaritz, you're not able to go and bring it from chutzaritz every time you're going to need it. You're going to need them all the time. Be'afa megadlin behemadaka of a machahu kodem l'regel shoshim yom. You're allowed to hold on to them 30 days before the chag. The kodem mishta b'do shoshim yom, also before you're going to make some sort of wedding, some sort of big suda, chash of a thing, you're allowed to bring it also for the wedding in 30 days. Ubevad shelo yashes achrona shoshim yom. As long as you don't leave the last one, the 30 days after it bought. Meaning, you don't hold on to it, finish it all up by the yontif. The sakadet chamina, because I would have thought, nafakli regal, if let's say the yontif finished, umikizavna arashta, and from when he bought the last one until now, Akati lo malo le tlosim yom, and still hasn't been 30 days that have passed. So then, lo name atlosin mishra shari le l'shayuye. Right? He's going to hold on to it even afterwards until 30 days finish up. And that's what you say. Don't say that a full 30 days, one is allowed to go and hold on to them. Ella came in the nafakli regal. Once it's over, lo mi bari l'shayuye, you shouldn't hold on to it anymore. Beep, turn the page. Pei amud aleph. Vatabach lokeach v'shochet, and the butcher can buy even the small behemadakas and shech them right away, right? Because you know to sell it right away. Lokeach v'shoa, or he can buy and hold on to them for up to 30 days. Vashal yasha aguna shavehen shloshim yom. As long as he doesn't hold on to the aguna of them for 30 days, meaning yes, they're all from until the day. That aguna means like the later ones, the stuff that he buys later. Rashi's mu'charos, kamo, like he brings a pasuk in Rus, right? You can't hold that one. You have to do it by market day. That's when you have to check them and start to sell them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.